Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Nats won two division titles, and they went home in the division series twice, something they did with Matt Williams and with Davey Johnson before that. Now they've got a very difficult and a very important decision with probably one more bite at this apple left with this group next season, and that is, what do you do with Dusty Baker? So we'll get into that at 11 o'clock. Let's go to the phones. Carlos is in Alexandria. Hey, Carlos.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. Grant, I'm gonna disagree with you a little bit on one point before I make my main point. And you were defending Lobaton. And we were sitting along the first baseline last night, and we were remarking before this of the lead that he was taking before this. In that circumstance, with the other team expending all their pitching, and you need one run to tie the game, his only job in the world at that moment is to not get picked off. He got picked off. Now, you can argue whether or not it was the correct call or the replay or whatever. And it goes back to, I think, the main point I wanted to make here, and that's Dusty's loyalty sort of over history. We had, I may make no disparagement on him at all or whatever, but we have a 72-year-old man as the first base coach there, whose also only job is not to get the guy picked off in first base. Now, maybe the game doesn't change and whatever, but the point here is, I think, you know, back to the central point, loyalty over history, I think, is what I think I sort of look at this thing here. And everybody criticized the, the decision that the Dusty was making to play Worth in left field, and I agree with the criticism of that. I believe that we should have had somebody else playing left field last night. But I think choosing Gio as the starting pitcher, when we know the history of him in big games last night, was probably the biggest mistake that Dusty made. And we had Tanner Roark probably feeling a little bit spited, feeling a little bit urgent to get out in the mound, who hadn't pitched, who was totally fresh, sitting in the bullpen. And when we were sitting down there along the first base line as the game was, just before the game was starting and Gio was walking down, I heard people sort of tittering about, boy, he doesn't really look like he's into this.
Language was the kind of glancing over at the first base dugout like a kid that's in the middle of a bad inning and wants his dad to come get him. I mean, he didn't look real comfortable. It looked like he was just hoping to do the bare minimum and then dive and get out of the game and watch somebody else do it. I like Gio Gonzalez a lot. I think he's a great dude, and his story this year is awesome. And I'm so glad that he had the kind of campaign that he had. So many meaningful moments for him this year. But last night, it just kind of, as a caller just said, GP, you're sort of going, do you want this? Do you want to go do it? Is it important to you? Are you going to out-tough the guy in the box? It doesn't seem like that was the case last night. But then the plan, I mean, who knows what it was? I don't know if they could deviate from it or not. To me, the first sign of trouble in the first inning, I'd have had Tanner Roark start because it's going to take him a little longer to warm up because he's not a regular bullpen guy. I'd have said, you know what? If we only do one inning here with Gio Gonzalez, so be it, because now I can force Joe Maddon to maybe make a call and see what I can get through with Tanner. But instead, Albers got loose twice and whatever else, and then we went to Max, and we know kind of how the rest of the night went. But I don't know. I didn't kill the decision to go with Gio at the time, and I think it was fine. I would have gone Tanner Roark, as you and I both said, but I understand it, but man, it just didn't look like Gio really wanted the ball that bad.
And I don't play that game because he wanted the ball. I mean, the guy was desperate to have a great game. He worked his butt off all season long to have that opportunity last night. I don't do the, he looks nervous. I mean, if he goes out and throws six innings and he looked like he was ready to go. Dave Jagler on 106.7, the Fan last night, said Max Scherzer's looks like a caged lion before he came out of the bullpen.
And he did.
And he melted down and the team lost. I mean, so I don't look into how guys look. How do you perform? He needed some help last night when he was off the rails and he didn't get it from his manager. Jan's in Middleburg. What's up, Jan?
Hi, this is Jan.
Jan, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I am just still livid at Mr. Dusty Baker because he had the ability to get the Wieters mass play reviewed, even though it was not challengeable. All he had to do was say, Mr. Umpire, this is a misinterpretation of the rules. It's not a judgment call. Therefore, I am filing a protest. It's a playoff game. The protest has to be heard immediately in New York. Boom. The fact that it was not challengeable should have made no difference. Just file a protest instead.
So, and thank you for the call, Jen. To that rule that is now oft discussed, I was listening to MLB Network Radio this morning as they were kind of going through it. The umpire, Jerry Lane, I believe, was doing what I like to call a CYA move, a little cover your you-know-what. Basically saying, he kept using the words, my judgment, my judgment, my judgment,
right.
In his post-game discussion.
He doesn't have judgment in the rule book.
The judgment is, the only judgment around is, did the batter purposefully swing the bat to hit the catcher?
Right.
Because that's a different rule. That's a fine and ejection and whatever else.
Right.
If you turn around and take a swing at the catcher with the bat. So if there's contact, you don't get to play judgment. There's no judgment involved. So he kept saying it impact on the play.
I pulled
this
the
rule
rules,
reverts.
Because I knew this would come up. I pulled the rule. I have it in front of me. If a batter strikes at a ball and misses and swings so hard, he carries the bat all the way around and in the umpire's judgment, unintentionally hits the catcher or the ball in back of him on the backswing. Period. By the way, that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody listening to this. If you're streaming in Chicago and you're wearing a Cubs jersey, you cannot say that did not happen. This is not a debate. This is a fact that happened. Next sentence. It shall be called a strike only, not interference. The ball will be dead, however, and no runner shall advance on the play. That means strikeout, inning over, no advancement. That call was missed. It led to two additional runs. The Nationals lost by one. Now, I'm not going to play the game today that the umpires lost the Nationals the game. I'm not going to do that. What I will correctly state today on this radio station is that that call was blown by the home plate umpire, Jerry Lane. There is no judgment. You used the word judgment several times last night.
To try to make it a judgment call, which is what you do.
This is not a judgment call.
When you want it removed.
Please reread your rule book. Now, it's not going to help put the crackers in my stomach because the team lost last night. 6.03A, that's what you need to go find. That is the rule. If the batter strikes at a ball violently to the point where he hits the catcher, the ball will be dead. No runner shall advance on the play. That is a strike only, meaning strikeout. That's what that means. Missed call. Thank you for the phone call. Dusty Baker next. We'll continue to get into your calls, but I have not yet gotten into Dusty. This has been an ongoing thing we've discussed throughout the year. Does he deserve an extension? A lot of people clamoring for that multi-year deal for Dusty before the playoffs started. How should we view Baker moving forward? What did we think about last night and his performance in this series? You're listening to The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.